Welcome to episode 2 of If the Boot Fits.
I give up even trying to say it at the same time because last time it just went terribly wrong.
1, 2, 3.
If the boot fits.
That was better.
That was better. I think we need a countdown every time, and then what we'll do is we'll just cut it out and
cut out the countdown. Yeah. Well, it is sunny outside today.
We've been frolicking
in the sunshine.
It is. I mean, someone's got a bit burnt.
You probably can't see it.
I'd like to think you can't see it. You
probably can't. No. But I did.
Mr. Krabs over here.
I did badly burn yesterday. I don't understand because I did put sun cream on. Just obviously not
in
enough.
That place.
Clearly not in that place.
No.
But yeah, all my chest is burnt. But it's fine. I'll lather on the after sun and it will be fine. It will fade to a tan.
Exactly.
I'm sure it will be okay. But yeah, we've been enjoying the weather this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel slightly lethargic after that little sunbathe. But, you know, all good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I mean, it's nice to know that we're back with another episode, to be honest, because I know what we're like. We'll start something and then just not finish it. But we're back. We're back with episode 2. Episode 1 seemed to go down quite well, and hopefully
with the 6 people.
Actually, do you know what? We did have quite a few more than 6 people.
Did we?
We have had
How many? I haven't even looked.
I'll have to have a look at the stats on Spotify, because Spotify and YouTube are the only things I can see.
Yeah, the statistics.
But
I think
we seem
got like
to have reached
100 views on YouTube or something. Maybe?
So far, we've got 100 views,
and it wasn't us either.
So we have had people watching.
I'm not gonna lie, I've not watched it.
And a lot of people have watched the whole thing as well.
Oh.
Which is good because you can see how long people have watched it for.
It's
and a lot of people have watched like 90% of it. Yeah.
I'm like, who is watching? I'd love to know.
Exactly.
But like, I bet half the people watching would probably not even own up to watching, would they?
Well, no, probably
not.
Some
random people we know from school.
But to be fair, going back to work, I actually had like a few of like the grounds team of all people being like, oh, I
enjoyed
the podcast. Yeah.
Oh, there
really
you go.
So
well,
like
I suppose I would listen. If someone from work was
doing a podcast, I would listen. Like, the only place we've ever really, really advertised it where people could see it is on, like, Facebook for, like, people that we're friends with at work. Obviously, Instagram
true,
we posted it
yeah.
on, but I'm not really friends with many people from work on Instagram, so...
True.
Yeah.
Well,
Facebook
thanks for watching,
wonders.
Guys. Hopefully, this one can get 200 views. Subscribe.
And turn on the notifications as well. Yeah, don't be a creeper. Don't be lurking.
We know that you're watching it. Anyway, I thought it would be a fun idea to start this episode with a little this or that.
Just to see this or that. We need some like dramatic intro music over that, but I think that's going to make life very difficult trying to edit. So we'll see what happens there.
So I found some this or that questions. It's going to be like quick fire. So I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, and then we say.
Are you going to start? Are we going to take it in turns? Like, are you reading?
I've got some up as well,
but like,
oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll take it in turns then.
Take it in turns. Okay.
My first one. All right. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Playlists or podcasts? 3, 2, 1. Podcasts. Now I've said podcasts and now I'm like, do I mean that? Because playlists is like, surely that's listening to music, right? And I love listening to music.
I suppose it's like,
that's
yeah, do you
tough,
have like
actually.
Set playlists that you have?
Oh, like, I see. Oh, yeah, probably podcasts then. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't have
Spotify anymore. When I had Spotify, me and my friends used to have like joint playlists all the time, so it was quite good. But
yeah.
Apple Music, I don't use that feature. I don't even know if that is a feature on there, but yeah, I don't really use it.
Like, I need to make more playlists for myself because I know what I like and I can't find playlists. I'm like, just make it.
I feel like I need to get Spotify
like
again.
Like a workout playlist.
Yeah.
You do. I feel like Spotify's the best. Then we
but
can
yeah,
make
no,
playlists
But with
together.
My phone plan, I just had Apple Music included. But if I get Spotify, maybe I'll...
I'm sure we could find a plan.
Maybe
anyway, I'm going to go with podcasts because I do listen to podcasts a lot.
Well, to be fair, I tend to watch podcasts.
Yeah,
more.
So
like
do I,
Amber
actually.
Davies, Hannah Lauda. I tend to watch... I mean, a lot of them you can watch on Spotify now with the visuals, but...
My top podcasts, obviously at the top is The Girls' Bathroom, obsessed. Mm-hmm. Then I like Call Her Daddy as well.
Sorry?
Call Her Daddy.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what Call Her Daddy is?
No, I've only ever heard of The Girls' Bathroom. That's because you're
okay, well, Call Her Daddy is pretty iconic as well. And then I've just started listening to Florence Given's podcast because I'm kind of on a Florence Given hype at the moment with her book. I feel like I mentioned the book in the last episode, so I'm not going to go on about it again. But yeah, that's one, it's called Exactly, and that's a really good podcast as well for any women out there the one I learned. Well, and men, but it's about like a lot to do with like women things.
All right, this one. To be fair, this one's difficult for me to answer. Cause I'm a bit in between. I feel like you'll answer it a lot easier than I will.
Okay.
Coffee or tea? 3, 2, 1.
Tea.
Coffee.
How is that hard for you? I feel like you are definitely coffee.
I know, but then. I mean, I don't really make coffee at home anymore.
You love coffee.
But yeah, I am like a coffee fiend.
I'm not like, I like an iced coffee.
Yeah.
But I'll never opt really for a coffee I'll always have a tea, really.
But that's what I mean. When I'm at home, I tend to drink more tea. Mm. Like I have like the instant coffee granules and stuff, but I never really use it.
Right, anyway, that's enough talking. We need to I'm joking. I'm kidding. Yes, carry on. Coffee granules. That's a taste
well,
of your medicine.
I learned my lesson very quickly. Obviously my Nespresso machine that I had has like broken now. I literally was like making a coffee and it wasn't even going in the mug, it was just coming out the back.
Mm.
So it's broken, but my good friend George, if he's watching, hopefully he is. Otherwise he's a fake friend.
Fake friend.
He's actually given me his Sage coffee machine, which is like a proper coffee machine with the grinder and everything. So it's
there you go. So coffee go. For you,
gonna
tea
make coffee,
for me.
Yeah.
Just purely because I can't beat a cup of tea.
Yeah, you can't beat a cup of tea like after we finish
with
work.
With cake and biscuits is the best.
Digestive.
This is where I go wrong.
Bit of a dunk.
Let me just say what for me like the best biscuit to dunk in a tea is a digestive. Like I could eat a whole packet of digestives dunked in tea because the texture of it is just something else.
And
I don't think there's any other biscuit that I prefer to dunk.
Mm.
What's your favourite dunkable biscuit?
Probably digestive. Probably digestive, yeah. I quite like a rich tea, but it literally has to be like a in and out situation because otherwise it sogs and then it just disintegrates into the cup. And
I
then
completely
when
agree.
You get to the bottom of your tea, it's just all in the bottom and it's just not very pleasant, is it?
Ooh. This causes a lot of divide in the world, I do know, but it's really not that serious. Three, hang on, I've got to say it first.
Count it down. 3, 2, 1.
Sorry.
3, 2.
I'm just reading it in my brain.
It'll be funny if you just said the answer, I'd be like.
Right, hang on. Cats or dogs? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Cats.
Dogs. It's hard because at home I have a cat. Like I don't have a dog.
Yes,
I used to have a dog when I was younger.
Your cat is the most precious, sweet thing.
Yeah.
Look.
He is cute.
I love both. I do. Like the dog people seem to have this like real hate for cats, whereas the cat people just love both.
I don't
but
hate
I just
either.
Love cats. I don't like all cats.
But I feel like I prefer.
I don't like all dogs either.
There's some dogs, like there's some breeds of dogs where I'm like, stay away. But there's like cats are really cute, but I feel like they kind of just do their own thing, which is kind of the good thing
about
them.
Point exactly. That's the good thing about cats.
Dogs are very much like it is like having a child.
Exactly, and cats you have to earn their respect, you know.
Exactly,
they don't
but
just
dog,
like,
dogs are just. I feel
everyone.
Like dogs are very consistently cute, and until you get like the odd one that's like get away.
I reckon there's just as many feral, bitey, yappy dogs as there are feral, scratchy, yappy cats. So,
yeah,
I would defend the cats till the day I die.
Breakfast or dinner?
Okay, easy.
Three, two, one. Dinner.
Sorry, I forgot. I was
cheating.
Hang on, no.
Dinner. Can I explain my reasoning behind this?
Yes.
Because you can literally have, well, like, in terms of like a cooked breakfast, you could have that for dinner. Like that's a dinner sometimes. I mean,
yeah, but
when
you can't really have dinner for breakfast.
Well, exactly. That's why at dinner time.
But also, who has breakfast for dinner? That's a bit weird.
No, but sometimes people have like a
fry up
for dinner sometimes.
I suppose sometimes, but
I feel like I've never done that over since being an adult. But like when I was a child,
being an adult,
yeah.
I just love dinner. I think breakfast is fine, but there's nothing like
I've always
struggled with breakfast. I just feel like there's no breakfast that I'm like, that's like delicious.
Unless I'm going out for breakfast, but like actually like cooking breakfast and making it is difficult sometimes. But to be fair.
And I get the ick with like egg. If I have too much egg,
no.
I get the ick.
Love an egg.
The only breakfast that I'm like.
The only breakfast.
I'm sorry, I had like a burp coming.
The only breakfast.
The only breakfast that I like literally love and I will spring out of bed for are the really unhealthy ones. And obviously I can't have that every day. Like pancakes with chocolate. Ooh, and like syrup and like, oh, I just love like crumpets with Nutella on. Mm. I don't really like any healthy breakfast.
Reminds me of like holiday.
Yeah.
Like all-inclusive
like
hotel.
The crepes.
Mm. Yeah.
Country or... Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, no. I say it and then 3, 2, 1. I can't get the grasp of this. Country or city? 3, 2... I don't even know. Hang on. Let me just think for 1 second.
I think no, it's got to be quick. Three.
Oh, 3, 2, 1.
Country. City.
No, city. I don't know. I'm like so torn with that because I like both. I want to be like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I feel like...
Actually, I'm going to go with country because actual city, as in like in a city centre, no. I would not want to live in a city centre.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Because city is different from like town, isn't it?
Yeah, like where we are now.
Country, for sure.
Yeah, but just close enough that we're near a city. Maybe,
exactly.
Yeah, I think
so
I'm
like
changing my answer. Change my answer.
Yeah.
I feel like because I've lived in like the middle of a field for like years, I'm like, oh, every time I go to a city, I'm like, oh, there's actually so much to do now.
Yeah, but that's not living there. Like, imagine
that's what I mean.
In,
like, I feel like
imagine.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like I'd be the other way around if it was the other situation. So, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to go with country. I'm going to change it. I'm going to change my answer.
I'm going to go with country too.
Organized or spontaneous?
Spontaneous.
Organized or spontaneous? 3, 2, 1.
Spontaneous.
Two different brains going on here. Yeah, no, I am.
If one of us wasn't organized,
yeah, I feel
then
like
we'd be screwed.
Kind of pick each other up here.
I'm not organized. Like, I'm literally not. I will not organize anything ever.
I have to be, otherwise, I'll just cry in a corner somewhere. Like, I literally will fall apart.
Yin and yang, you see?
Yes.
This works.
Exactly. Opposites attract. There.
And it's kind of like. My sister, for example, sister, she's the organizer of the family. I just turn up. I don't know what's going on. We're going to Disney next month. Do I know where we're eating? No. Do I even know how many days we're going in the park? No. But she's done it all. So what do I need to do?
There you go.
Just turn up. And that's how it works. It's just, you know, if we were all organized, it would be too.
Oh, you'd all be button heads.
Button heads.
All
exactly.
Button heads because
exactly.
You don't want to do different things. Yeah.
I am totally just spontaneous. Like, I would rather just not arrange something and just be like, oh, I'm just going to do that. I'd just rather do that because I can't be thinking too far ahead. I'll get all jumbled. But you're quite organized, which is nice because you organize stuff for us. And
I do try.
You know, that's nice because it means I don't have to turn my brain on. Moving on from this or that, we are going to talk about how we met because someone asked this question last week about how we met, but it's obviously, I feel like we've been talking about this for a while, so we thought we may as well make this like the topic of the podcast.
I was just thinking like how far in depth are we going here?
Well,
because I feel like
the unfiltered version.
The unfiltered version.
I don't think there isn't really a filtered version of the story.
Well, no, I mean,
it's just
nothing
a story.
Was, yeah, it's just a story,
it's
but like, I was just
story.
Wondering how far we're going back here. Like,
well, I don't know. So, I suppose we could cast our minds back when we actually met. If we're talking about when we actually met for the first time,
like,
as people, like, without it being any romance at all, it was.
Well, it was like,
I don't actually know,
middle
September?
Of September, mid
yeah.
September.
I'd just
September.
Come off Disney cruise, and yes, Mitchell had just started at my work, but.
I was in rehearsals for our.
I just met you.
Legends of the Fook.
Yeah, I just met him in a rehearsal, basically. But I was very much like on a downer because I'd just come back from Disney.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like,
well, I'm not surprised. I think I would be if I came back off a Disney cruise.
I like waltzed in my Disney Cruise Line jersey. And here he was, new boy in town. I thought, well.
New boy in town.
Here we go, new boy. That was how we actually met. But
that was,
obviously,
yeah,
that wasn't like a romantic meet, was it?
No.
That was just like
that was just
colleague.
Our first, yes,
hello,
first,
new
first
boy.
Introduction to each other. And you actually, well, you didn't know if I was Michael or Mitchell, did you?
Well, yeah, I walked in and we also had a new manager starting
at the same time
as Mitchell. So I was a bit confused. Even though I'd met our manager, Michael, before, the first person that came towards me with open arms was Michael, and I was like, he looked really different because he didn't have a hat on, so I was like, are you Mitchell? And then he was like, no, I'm Michael. And I was like, oh, of course you are.
It's like your Michael impression.
What an idiot. That was my Michael impression. We weren't really like friends. I would say. We became friends like December, was it?
Like November, no, it was December.
It was literally early December.
So there's like three months.
Yeah, 3 months of colleagueness, I guess.
Yes.
Then friendship formed in December because we went on a dog walk, I think. That was like our first like friendship meet.
Yeah, yes, we took Oscar. Friends.
So I look after a dog basically from work, and I was like, I don't even know why we were chatting. Oh, it's because basically there was a power cut that happened at work.
Oh, so I was at a concert in London. Jamie Cullum.
And then this whole place went down basically. There was a massive power cut. So
it was like,
Mitchell,
it was bad. Like the whole hotel had to shut the hotel, send all the guests home. Like, It was bad. And then ended up in Wetherspoons.
Literally ended up in Wetherspoons.
Not with you, because you were in London.
With other people.
With, yeah.
But then you just messaged me like, oh, do you want to come? Because the hotel shut, so obviously I wasn't working. And I was like, oh, I'll see what time I get back, blah, 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 blah. That was like the first time we'd really spoke. We'd had like a little bit of like banter about Roblox, because I used to play this game. I've not played it in ages, Dress like to Impress.
They're really selling us as grown adults.
And
right
basically
now.
Yeah, we'd had a bit of like Roblox banter because I was playing it at dinner. I was playing
Roblox
it at dinner
banter.
And Mitchell was like, oh, I've downloaded that game. And I was like, oh, why don't you add me on Roblox so we could play like duo mode? And he ended up adding the wrong username, and I was like, literally added probably a 10-year-old child. That was the username you gave me,
can I just say, but it was wrong. It was misspelled. You missed I thought your username was L May. Not LMA.
Excuse me, don't give away my Roblox.
Well, it's got some numbers at the end. But anyway, yeah, maybe they can play Roblox with us. We'll have a group Roblox session.
Anyway, I declined the offer because, quite frankly, got home too tired, thought, I can't be bothered.
Well, no, we were going to go out afterwards, but I think everywhere was pretty much closed by that point anyway.
Yeah, it was like, unless we went to a full-on club, we weren't going to, and I was just not, didn't want to go to a club. Like, I was tired. I've been in London.
I was in Wetherspoons for what felt, I think it was literally about 6 hours.
What was your intention behind that, Mitchell? Did you message me out of pure friendship? Or?
Actually, yeah, it was. I didn't know that you wasn't in a relationship at the time.
Right.
So it was purely friendship.
Yeah.
Like, because I actually didn't know.
Fair enough.
Literally had no idea.
So you thought I was taking lady and that
exactly.
was that.
And I literally invited you out as friend. And also, if I'd have known at the time, like, I would have invited, you know, you and your partner at the time. So it was like...
Fair play. This power cut went on for like the whole weekend, didn't it?
It was 2 days. It was a Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I remember we had to go in and do a Sunday matinee because the power had come back on. But they still weren't allowed to have the guests back because they had to do all like the laundry and stuff.
Yes, I remember.
So I still did a Sunday matinee, but that was literally it.
But then you had all the evening off.
Yeah.
So the night after, me, you, and our other colleague / friend, Hannah, we went to the bar.
Colleague.
Well, for context of the people that don't know who we're talking about, we went to a bar in Studley, the three of us. Again, it was just friendship, wasn't it, then? Like, we were just like getting on really well as friends. And that's when
I still don't think I even knew then.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I still see exactly this.
Yeah,
what I mean.
So the intention, well, exactly. There was no intention for a romance there really at all. It was just friends. And then after that was probably when we went on the dog walk, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, I feel like the dog walk was like...
Because I'm like the only person, I'm on a different schedule to the others because I technically have a different job. So I work in the evenings only. So basically I'm like, if everyone else is at work and Mitchell was off, it was like, I was on my own, he was on his own. And I hang out with Hannah a lot. So I was like, you know, if you ever want to do anything with me, you can. Because I'm lonely. I'm a lonely soul.
And I was here by myself as well. I used to live with someone in the place where I stay now. So I used to live with someone. And then he transferred to a different job. And then I've been here literally since the end of October.
So you were left alone.
I've been left. Thanks, Ryan.
So basically then the friendship started to like blossom from there. And then we just became really like good friends really, didn't we? Because I just realized we had quite a lot in common. Like, it was really weird when we'd be talking about stuff and
we talk about all sorts.
Oh my god, like everything we say is like the same. Yeah. Like, we have the same like favorite musicals, the same favorite songs, like artists and things like that. So SpongeBob, we had
exactly,
that in common.
Yeah,
Toy Story, Disney, sorts. Like, so we had a lot of things in common. So then we just started talking loads and we were really good friends. I don't know if we went on any more like days out. I can't think.
I feel like we went for like breakfast and things, but again, I feel like that was like me, you and Hannah.
Yeah, there was like always like a third party because we went to the cinema a few times as well.
Yeah, exactly. We were always doing things together, but with other people there.
If I'm honest, like I was very much like, no romance is happening here. So I would invite someone else and be like,
and again,
this is
I
not
was,
a date.
Again, like I was in a, you know, we were both kind of come out of situations at the same sort of time, hadn't we? So it was kind of like, I mean, I wasn't in a relationship, but yeah, it was kind of, yeah, it was a bit of a difficult situation. And then we kind of both sort of found each other in that time, I suppose, afterwards, didn't we?
Exactly. Which obviously like...
It was unexected, like literally like...
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I didn't realize how similar we were.
Well, no, because we'd never really like chatted as friends, really. Like I say, we were just purely colleagues, really, for like a few months.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know you very well, and you probably didn't know me. Mm. And also, like, I wasn't that happy before. Like, I feel like I've seen a bit of a rut. So you probably met me, and I was a bit like not myself, I suppose. So I would be like, oh, well, I want to spend time with you, but I don't want us to be like one-to-one all the time, because then that's like dating.
Exactly.
So it's like, who wants to come to the cinema? Like, all of us, like not just us, but like we'd always like sit next to each other and stuff.
Oh,
and like it would basically be like just me and you were there, because we'd be chatting, getting on. And then basically time went on.
It was over Christmas, wasn't it?
It was mainly like Christmas
time.
We were
quite chatty
like,
over Christmas.
Quite chatty, quite close. And then, yeah, it kind of just blossomed from there, I suppose. Like, a few things. Like, our first, like, official date was, like, when was it? Like, beginning
February.
Was it, like, literally February?
February. It was the weekend after. It was after Valentine's Day.
Because we've been,
I feel like
seeing
we've missed
each
the whole
other.
Chapter here. Obviously, stayed over a couple of times. Well, I think he stayed over once. We had, like, a team event at work. And then everyone came here afterwards and we did Secret Santa, didn't we?
Yes.
And you live a little bit further out and we'd all been drinking and things. And because no one's living here, I feel like I'm just exposing myself. Yeah, you'd stayed over that night. For legal reasons, she didn't. But she did. but in the spare room, literally in the spare room, you just stayed over. And then I think people kind of had an idea in their heads, didn't they? Like people kind of...
Well, I think it's always the classic, isn't it? Like, I think... Everybody notices it before you do, in a way, because you're just like naturally you're just getting on with
you
someone.
See two people getting along with each other who are off,
and people, you know, obviously see the chemistry before you necessarily know or see it as well, like
I mean, even at that point we hadn't had that discussion, so the fact that anyone else was kind of a bit,
but that's
like,
what I mean, but like it's always the case, like other people can see it, because I don't know, it's in the eyes.
Exactly. But then obviously we'd been chatting after that. Again, you'd come over a couple of times, like during the daytimes and things. I think we'd watched a couple
of... Had a few lunch.
Yeah, exactly. We'd been out for lunches and things like that. And you'd come around for breakfast and whatnot and walks. And yeah, literally, New Year's Eve, nothing had happened. But it was, you know, we were in the bar quite late. I mean, I'd finished work at like 1 and we were in the bar till like, what, like half five in the morning.
Half five, six, yeah.
You were staying in a hotel room. And we were messaging each other. And to be fair, I mean, we weren't really drunk. Were we that drunk?
No, not really.
I don't remember being that drunk. I just remember eating crackers.
I was tipsy. That wasn't like drunk.
Exactly. Yeah, we weren't really drinking all that much. But we were messaging a bit, weren't we? And we kind of just said that we missed each other. And then I turned up outside. See, I said turned then to your hotel room, knocked on the door, gave you a big cuddle.
And that literally was it.
But we were just chatting for like...
We just sat and talked like
we
again.
We were just talking for ages.
I don't think at this point I was still fully like, I want a romantic thing. But it was one of those things that was just happening. And I was like, there's only so much I can like stop myself for like what reason. Because at the end of the day, like the more I learned, the more I was like... You seem like the sort of person that I would really get on with.
We were connecting a lot, like over.
Why would
the
I?
Whole time. We first kissed again. We had like a team event but we were out this time. And yeah, it wasn't even that late, to be fair. I feel like we didn't even get back ridiculously late for going out. Because we didn't go out to a club. I feel like we literally got back at like midnight.
Yeah, I think
just
so.
After maybe like one.
It's probably like one, yeah.
But anyway, that was, yeah, we... You were staying, but again, it was, you know, you're meant to be in the spare room.
I could have definitely stayed at home though. Like, I obviously wanted to stay over, but yeah, it wasn't because of like anything.
Exactly.
I just was like, we could talk.
Yeah, we can talk.
We can talk all night. Exactly. Yay, sleepover.
So yeah, and then we went to bed, literally separate rooms, and then
separate rooms.
Yeah, and then
basically it was just like we were just chatting again. And then, yeah, that was just basically the first, like, thing that was, like, romantic, I suppose, that night. And then I was like, do you know what? Yeah, why not? Because I think, like...
Why not?
I was like, why not? He's wore me down. I'm joking. Joking. We just get on really well. Mm. And we got so much in common. Mm-hmm. And couldn't really find anything a fault. So... No, well, I couldn't, I can't still. So that's just, yeah. And then you just kind of went from there. It's like once it's like, okay, this is kind of something more than friendship starts, then you kind of just kind of spirals from there, doesn't it? Again, I was a bit like, oh, we don't want to like rush into things.
Oh, no, exactly. Like even from that, like even from our first kiss, like after that, you know, we communicated, and that was like the biggest thing for me. Like the first thing I said to you was, well, you know, I knew... Like, we were both still in quite, not vulnerable positions, but you know what I mean? Like, we were still quite not...
You just wanted to make sure.
You know, I wanted to make sure that you were okay and that it was that it was something that you wanted. And the same with me, you know. Mm. I needed to make sure that it's something that I wanted. But I knew that over... Well, I suppose, like, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, it was like a month of, you know, sort of like...
Friendship and getting to know each other. Yeah. And it was just unexpected.
Exactly. And it came very unexpectedly, but so that was, you know, that's some of the best things are, you know?
Yeah. So. And I knew that when we started to become friends, I was like, I would have been your friend anyway. Like, I realised you were my kind of person.
Yeah, it just took longer than what we realised. Yeah. It took us longer to realise that.
Because we should have theoretically been friends since day one, really.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just a bit distracted with other things. Exactly. And I wasn't here a lot, really.
Well, the same with me, though, as well. Like, well, you know, you were very distracted. But it was so much going on, and it was like, yeah.
So it's like, it's almost like once, like, the fog had lifted, then we were like, oh.
Found our way to each other.
You're cool. And I'm cool. And we could be cool together. And then we went on like a first official date in like February because...
It was after Valentine's Day, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I remember that was the first date we could get in the diary. Like, obviously we've been on like dates, like lunch dates and stuff. But like, as in
actually
like a
official
dinner date.
Going out, dressing up.
Yeah,
and you know, not every date needs to be like that, you know. Some, you know, we've gone on...
No, but it's nice to have...
dates, but you know, we hadn't got to do that yet. And it was nice that...
Exactly.
We did, because I wanted to do it for quite a while, and it just took longer than I'd hoped to be able to do that.
Well, because I'm never blooming free, that's why.
Well, no,
it was
exactly.
Literally like the next Saturday busy that we could possibly get in. And then we became official, like literally in February, which is fairly quick turnaround. But I feel like, you know, like when people are in Love Island and they are
get
in it for
like
4 weeks or something. But because they're spending so much time together.
Yeah, exactly. We spent so much time together.
And I think that's the thing, like in a normal, like... Because we work together and obviously like live in really close proximity, like literally 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So we were seeing each other every day pretty much at work. And then if we weren't at work, we were meeting up on days off and stuff. In a usual sort of dating scenario, I suppose you would literally have like one date and then it might be like 2 weeks and then another date. And obviously that's going to take much longer to develop a connection.
Oh, exactly. 100%.
But with us, because we were spending a lot of time together and like... at work as well, I've seen you like pretty much every single day. I don't know, it's just a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
But also, it's not one of those, I felt like I wanted to make sure it wasn't a scenario where it was just convenient because we worked together.
Because
you
we
know,
were both there.
Again,
yeah,
that's
a
thing, isn't it? It's like the work relationships
that does
and that
I feel like
happen,
that could be a whole episode of like...
Yeah, because I've definitely been in that situation in the past.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
because it's like close proximity, isn't it? It's like when you're at school, there's only so many people in your class or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to be friends with everyone.
So I wanted to make sure that it wasn't that. And I'm 100% certain mm-hmm. that if we'd met outside of this still would have scenario, happened. Yeah. would. Yeah. Again, like I knew this because I wasn't wanting a relationship. Mm-hmm. If I was desperate for a relationship at the time, I'd have been understanding of like, oh, this guy's in front of me, I'm desperate for a relationship. Mm-hmm. But actually I was the opposite. I wanted to be by myself. Mm-hmm. So it was almost frustrating that you were so lovely, because I was like, why is this nice boy have to like come along when I really want to be alone right now? But you know, I mean, I don't obviously want to be on my own now, because you just make life better. So yeah, so I think that's pretty much it to
summarize
it without going into like specific details. There's a few that Mitchell can cut out from
exactly. Yeah.
Mitchell's like at 12:18
p.m. 12:18, 2 hours later.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. And then we just wanted to also talk about and touch upon the, I suppose we had a few questions about working. Was one of the questions about working together? Like, how do you find working together? And we didn't actually answer that one last week.
Are we
saving
that? Are we going to do that now? We're going to make a whole episode on that, because I feel like...
Do you know, well, what other questions did you have?
What is your first memory of performing that gave you that feeling?
Again, going back to the last episode, we talked about the Amdram thing.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, one of my biggest, like, most standout memories was my first year college showcase, because it was at the massive Haymarket Theatre in Leicester. And, like, the audience was full. It was a massive stage. That was, like, the first time I'd performed, like...
Yeah.
And it was the first time I'd, like, danced properly. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, since having a year of training, like, my family hadn't watched me dance. And I remember my mum being like, oh, my God, how do you kick your legs so high? You were so not flexible.
I was like, you were so not flexible.
Thanks, but also, thanks. Yeah. So it was nice, because it's like they were finally seeing me perform after having like a year of actual training.
Yeah.
So it was like a whole different ball game. Mm-hmm. So that was really good. That was really cool.
I suppose it sees the change in like from it going to like a hobby.
Exactly.
To then actually going into like, oh, okay, like this is going to be pursued now.
With like proper choreography. Like I just wasn't used to that. It was really cool.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's probably mine, like my first like real memory besides like all the Amdram stuff. Because every time you perform, like I've never wanted to do anything other than
perform. This is what I mean. I suppose
it's
like.
It's been something I love.
I suppose, yeah. I suppose anytime you perform kind of gives you that feeling. Otherwise, you just wouldn't do it. Like, it's just not for the faint-hearted, is it? It's just one of those things that you either...
Unfortunately.
If you don't love it, you just don't do it, because if you don't like it, it makes it unbearable, and it's like, why are you doing it? Like, it's...
But unfortunately, it does fade, and that's really sad to say, but, like, I've definitely found with the job we're in now, because we do so many shows, week in, week out, we do 3 shows a week, and I do, like, 6 band sets a week. It definitely fades. I don't get that feeling every time I do a show now.
Yeah, I suppose when it becomes like routine.
It is
like
routine, but it's kind of sad. Thing.
It is sad, yeah. But I suppose then that's kind of where it's good that there's so many things within this industry that you can kind of like go to. You know, like if you, you know, there's so many other things out there.
Yeah, you just have to. You just can't stay in the same place for too long.
No, exactly.
Like, I'm assuming if you're in a West End show for like 5 years running, you're not still going to get that same like feeling at the end. Maybe you do.
Exactly. But then that's why people obviously rotate and they go on different shows. And, you know, some people then return to that show later on. Like, it's completely different from person to person.
I can totally get why people do that. Anyway.
Mine was, well, I would have to say Oliver, to be honest. I mean, that was like the first thing.
Well, yeah,
that
you
I ever did
that professionally, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the 2012 to 2013 tour. Like, it was so bizarre, because at that point I'd not done any like musical Amdram thing. Like, I literally started off in like a village hall on like a Wednesday after school doing like street dancing.
Street dancing.
I kid you not, I was doing street dancing, and my sisters went as well.
Can't imagine you doing street dancing.
But it was weird, like my sisters went as well, and they obviously did it for like a hobby, like they really enjoyed it, and then they'd stopped, and I remember apparently I was like harassing my mum and dad that I wanted to go, so I went and then I stayed and I carried it on.
Right.
Like,
There's always like one sibling I'm going, like, to take it seriously.
But if
actually.
if they hadn't have gone, like, would I have got, like, do you know what I mean? Like, what would I have done? Like, I don't know what it was about it that made me. I can't tell you what it was about that place that made me want to do it. But anyway, I then was at this dance school from the age of like 2 or 3 up until I think I was 8. So I was there for a while. And some people who went to school with went there as well. And then they had open calls for the tour of Oliver. And I remember, like, I don't even think I really had a clue what it was at the time. You know, I think I'd watched the film. Like, I remember I'd watched the film. Classic. as soon as kind of heard about it to do some research, I suppose. And then, yeah, I did this audition, like, didn't really think anything of it. You know, there's hundreds and thousands of children that audition to be in the workhouse, like the group of workhouse children. And yeah, did this audition. And then I just remember being like stunned that I'd actually got it. I remember having to sing like "Consider Yourself" in like a Cockney accent. Yeah, literally like that. Mate. Like, I don't know why that happened. I remember at the time as well, like, it was just my dad. Like, my dad was there. Like, he was taking me to him from the audition. I think my mum and my sisters were at JLS. I feel like they were at JLS. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they were JLS. So they weren't there either. So my mum was obviously like stressed because she didn't know what was happening. And then my dad was there, and I don't think my dad really knew what was happening as well. Like, he had no idea. I had no idea. So I just ended up going onto this job, like, not even having a clue. And then next thing you know, I'm performing in the big theatre in Norwich, the Theatre Royal, doing Oliver with, like, Brian Connolly, working with Cameron McIntosh, Kat Simmons. And it was, yeah, cool. It was, like, the start of my love for theatre, I suppose.
Yeah.
Again, I'd always liked singing and dancing, but I suppose like musical theatre, I didn't really have a clue. But yeah, it was definitely that show that sparked that feeling in me to want to pursue it. Yeah,
feeling.
Exactly. Yeah.
And meanwhile, I was doing Oliver when I was like 7 in a little theatre in Derby, little Amjam theatre.
But it's weird though, because even after doing that, like, I then didn't do any musical theatre at all. I went to a dance school, did like ISTD, and then in Cromer they were doing Oliver in their like peer pavilion theatre, and then I did it then 2 years later, like Amdram production, still in the workhouse gang. But I was actually, it was funny because I'd auditioned for the role of Oliver and the woman came out to the house, so literally came from Cromer, which was like a good like 40 minutes at the time before they made the new roads. Like 40 minutes away, she'd come to like re-audition me and then was like, "You're too tall." I was like, fair play. I'm pretty sure my height hasn't changed since the last time you saw me. So you probably would have known that. But
yeah,
they just she came re-audition me for Oliver. But yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. You have to collaborate with one artist, but in their style or genre. Who are you choosing?
Oh, their style or genre?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Mm.
He's amazing and I love his style and genre, and if I was to write songs, I would want to write songs like him, but I just don't know how you would do that. Like,
yeah,
his like Die With A Smile, for example, that's like
such a good song,
incredible. Versace On The Floor, incredible. But it's like,
how do you get that out?
Because like
good songs
in my head, I'm like, that is the vibe, but I could never like actually do it. So definitely Bruno Mars. I wish I was Lady Gaga so I could collab with him. That would be
amazing. Well, you never know. Ella Holmes and Bruno Mars, the collab of the century.
Literally die.
Imagine.
That would be the best day of my life. What about you? Put like an edit of a cog turning round.
Sat staring like.
Vacant stare.
Oh, this is hard. I feel like it just has to be someone like funky.
Yeah. Well, that's Bruno Mars.
That's what I mean. I feel like I was thinking Bruno Mars, but like also Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I'd love to do Stevie Wonder.
That would be great. Dua Lipa?
Oh, yeah. No, changing it. I want to sing with Dua Lipa. If she's watching this, you know, Dua Lipa's agent or manager is watching this and, you know, she's looking for people to collab with,
the likelihood is high.
I will support you on tour if you want. I don't even know if they can see the vinyl in the... No, they can't. They can see the Stevie vinyl, though. Oh, you can!
Dua's behind
there
me.
There we go.
Here.
My Dua Lipa vinyl. It is literally my favourite one.
There.
It is great. It is great. She is brilliant. I am constantly listening to her live at the Royal Albert Hall soundtrack.
She's great.
Oh, she's insane.
Very, like, she's, yeah, she's really good. I think her and Bruno Mars should actually collab.
Like they should. Have they not? Maybe they have, and I just don't know.
Don't think so.
But yeah, I feel like she writes such a variety of music. I mean, she's definitely gone down, like, the 80s sort of inspired vibe now since Future Nostalgia. But
Future Nostalgia, the song is, like, exactly, my favourite.
Exactly, yeah. Love it. I really like Training Season. Training Season's good.
Yeah,
she just writes, like, I can't name you a bad Dua Lipa song, to be honest.
If we've missed anything out, we'll just put it in next week's, but I don't think we have.
No.
But if anyone's got any more questions about anything to do with that, fire away.
I was going
to
say, send them.
You 100 people that are watching.
I was going to say, we've obviously got the Instagram account at
IfTheBootFitsPod.
So send us any questions on there. Or if you want to send us a voice note as well, please feel free.
Confessions, questions, sending
your confessions, dilemmas, anything like that.
Not that we're qualified to deal with that, but I do feel like I am quite good.
I feel like we're both quite good from different perspectives. I feel like we both offer.
I'm really good at giving advice, I think. I'm quite wise inside, really.
Yeah, I think we're both wise.
Been through a lot of, like, friendship dramas, relationship dramas. So if anyone needs any advice on that, let me know.
Exactly.
I'm your gal. And also, subscribe to the YouTube channel. That would be really appreciated. If you're watching, please subscribe. Don't be shy. We don't judge around here. No
absolutely
judgment zone.
Absolutely not. No judgment. Let us know what platform you're watching or streaming on.
Yeah. And share it on your stories, please. We just really appreciate the support.
Exactly. And you can go and follow our individual pages as well. They'll come on the screen and will be in the description of sorts, whatever platform you're watching on. But apart from that, I think that's wrapped up.
And remember, if the boot fits, wear it. And that is all. See you next episode.
Bye,
everyone.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.